Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Welcome back to this year's first edition of Blackhawks Live. We're talking with Lucas Reichel here on 720 WGN. Lucas, what do you weigh right now?
My weight is 188, 189. I was up and down. With the games, it's, you know, it usually go down a little bit, but yeah, 188.
Are you checking that every day?
Yeah.
First thing in the morning?
No, I always do it like after practice. Yeah.
I know that was a big plan of your off season. What'd you learn about yourself and what'd you learn about your body doing all that?
I mean, when I had the shoulder, I had AC sprain in the playoffs. So, you get to know your body a little bit more. Yeah, I have like a new strength coach and he's really smart and we did like different drills, what I never did before, and like working on upper body, getting stronger. And you learn a lot with that.
You were kind of forcing yourself to eat like a couple extra meals here and there?
Yeah, I was eating a lot. Like it was tough sometimes. Like I couldn't eat anymore, but it definitely helped me getting stronger and put some weight on. And right now I feel like good on the ice too, conditioning wise. I feel good. I feel 100%, because that's like the thing. If you put up weight, you don't feel like, sometimes you feel like too like fat on the ice. Yeah. You can't move, but I think we did a good job there in the summer.
What's one of the more enjoyable things that you got to eat over the summer that helped you gain weight?
Lots of chicken or fries, potatoes, you know, like broccoli, like healthy stuff. My mom, she tried to mix it up a little bit, like some pasta with chicken, different stuff. So it wasn't always the same thing, like eating every day. We switched it up a little bit and it was better, yeah.
Anything you can't eat anymore because of the strict regimen?
No, it just, I don't know, it depends. I don't like, I like sauce a little bit, you know, putting
salsa?
Like sauce.
Oh, just yeah, sauce, yeah.
Like, doesn't matter. I don't like dry food, but it's not that healthy, but I mean, still like, not bad for you.
I got to ask, because you're 21 now, you into any German beers at all?
I mean, in Germany, we can drink beer of 16, so it's a little different.
You're right.
Of course, I tried beer. I mean, Germany, it's like, I feel like you have, not like have to drink beer, but it's kind of like, yeah, you got to try it at least, yeah.
Do you enjoy the taste of it, though?
I love it, yeah. But I'm more like, I like the German beer here. It's like, you know, Coors Light, Bud Light, or whatever. I like Stella, is not bad, but definitely German beer is my favorite, yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, not too high class. You're cool with a Coors Light or a Bud Light, huh?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Stella's okay.
Stella's okay, Bud Light. I mean, I'm not saying I'm drinking every day, but if I drink Stella here, I would say.
Growing up, obviously, hockey, a big part of your life and your whole family's life. Tell me a little bit about it, though, when you were a young kid. Like, how often were you at the rink, and what did you do other than hockey?
We played, my dad, like when I was like 10, 12, when I was younger growing up, my dad was coaching me. He was like assistant coach, and it was a lot, like we talked a lot about hockey. My brother played hockey, cousin, uncle, my dad, so it was all about hockey, and I feel like I learned so much things. Like, we watched a lot of hockey together, and other than hockey, I would say, like, just hang out with my friends, you know, from school or from the team, going for lunch or dinner, or doing something. In the summer, you have more options to do.
Any video games?
I used to play a lot, but try to stay off a little bit, because, I don't know, like, feel like you have better stuff to do, yeah. You know, especially in the summer, I want to see my friends doing like going at the beach or something, you know, going for a swim or barbecue or whatever. So you have better, like, it's more fun than sitting at home playing video games.
You're a big tennis guy though too. When did you pick that up?
My dad played tennis growing up, but honestly this summer I was not playing at all, actually. Yeah. So normally, usually I play every summer. It's good for conditioning too. You gotta run a lot, so but this summer I didn't play because I don't know, my friends didn't like it.
You couldn't get any of your friends to play with you?
I asked them, but they didn't want it.
Who's some of the better competition in tennis that you've had?
I would say always against my brother.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, we always, like, you know, had, like, competition together. Like, he was bigger, stronger, like, growing up. He's 3 years older than me. And whatever it was, soccer, tennis, ping pong, like, we always had competition, you know. And he won most of the times. And I hated it, but, you know, that makes me maybe, you know, like, competition-wise, yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, it happens to all of us, though, and you want to beat your brother, but...
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to take him now that you're a bigger guy?
Yeah, I mean, I can try. Now, it might be a different game now, because I got older, and, yeah.
How much are you enjoying this new version of yourself out on the ice? I mean, bigger, stronger, and it's clearly paying off, and it's working out there. How much are you enjoying this?
Yeah, I mean, it's like part of the work you put in. You always like try to find, you know, what you can improve and what kind of things you can improve on. And it was like a huge part, getting stronger and don't lose like my skating ability. And like I said, I feel good in the ice. And yeah.
I feel like there's a big difference when, I mean, you get drafted, you get your first game, you get your first goal. Now it's your job. You're here every day. You're doing the thing. You're here being a hockey player. What's that been like for you?
I love it. I mean, that's like a dream come true. I'm basically living my dream. You know, like growing up, I feel like every hockey player wants to play in the best league. And yeah, it's like I said, living the dream.
Take me back to the game against the Blackhawks when you were playing for Ice Bear. And what do you remember from that?
I remember our first shift, I got absolutely buried by, I don't know who it was, but it was like a good wake-up call, and then I was buzzing after, but yeah, first shift was a tough one.
Did it almost make you think like, wow, this is a lot tougher than I thought?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's still like bigger ice, so yeah, it's definitely like a smaller area, it's harder, but yeah, it was first shift, like I said, it was tough, but then I think it was... 4-2 game at the end, so it was pretty close actually, and we played a good game. It was fun, you know, playing against like Taves or Kaner and all those guys, and yeah, it was a fun experience.
Did you have any communication with the Hawks from then until the draft? Because I you were kind of a Hawks fan, right?
Yeah, I was. Like, I liked watching the Hawks growing up. I was always like my favorite team, but I had like one meeting like on Zoom because of COVID, like just one meeting. It was like a 30 minutes meeting, and just like they asked me a couple questions and about hockey and stuff, so kind of like what every team does before the draft. So it went good, but I didn't, you know, before the draft I didn't know where I'm going, and yeah, especially not Chicago.
It was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, of course. Once I heard my name and I got picked from the Hawks, it was like, yeah, like one of the best feelings in my life, and couldn't be happier.
Finishing up with Lucas Reichel here on Blackhawks Live. Obviously a dream come true for you to be drafted by Chicago, this being your job. But what about when you see kids wearing your jersey? I mean, what's the first thing you think of?
I think, yeah, it's really cool. I think, you know, I used to, when I was small, like a little kid, you always look up to someone and that you like his game, or I don't know, like his style of game. And it's nice to, you know, like getting kids playing hockey and, you know, like having fun at the game, and, you know, everyone can make it. So it's just like at first it's a dream, but if you work hard enough, so it's like nice to see kids having my jersey.
Is it still like surreal at any point? Do you have to give yourself a little bit of a reality check?
Sometimes, yeah. Especially in my first couple games. You play at the United Center, you hear the national anthem, and UC is buzzing, and not right now. You feel like, you know, it's like your home right now. So you get more. It's still special, but you get used to it a little bit. Yeah.
Lucas, thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
That's Lucas Reichel of more Blackhawks Live 720 WGN.